Just one halakha regarding Kiddushat Bet HaKnesset. Question was asked to Rav Moshe Feinstein, Zichrono Levracha, regarding the permissibility, or is it permissible to hang flags in a Bet Knesset, like the custom in many of the shuls in Chutz La'aretz, in the exile, that they have flags, the American flag, the Israeli flag. Is it okay? The question really is, you're really not supposed to bring into the Bet Knesset only things of Kiddushah, and you're not really supposed to bring in things that are, let's say, secular items. This might be under the category of making a political statement for the government of America, Israel. The rabbi bottom line comes out that while definitely there is no mitzvah to hang flags in the synagogue, but it's also not worthy to make a mahloket and to make a fight in order to get the flags removed. And therefore, those that have the custom to keep the flags in the synagogue, they have what to rely on in order to keep the peace. But again, that just shows us on a broader scale that things that are done in the Bet Knesset have to be done with machshava. It's a synagogue. It has kiddushah. So something that we think is neutral, that what's the difference? Putting a flag in. It's not so simple. It's a question. And we're not for the shalom aspect of it. So we really maybe wouldn't even do that. Certainly one thing we can all agree on. Cell phones should be shut in the Bet Knesset. They didn't ask that question to Rabbi Feinstein because they didn't have the cell phones yet. But that's clear that when a person is coming to pray, either he could put it on vibrate if it's an emergency that he's needs something, his wife's expecting or something. Okay, that's an exception. But otherwise, it would definitely be a problem to leave one's cell phone on and it rings, even though he catches it on the first ring, but it's quite disturbing. There is a good program in some synagogues that they bought for the synagogue a scrambler, and therefore they put it on so anybody that comes within 100 feet of the synagogue, their phones don't work automatically because it gets scrambled. Not a bad idea for something for a committee to argue about, to talk about maybe getting a scrambler in order to get the phones. And anyway, those that have the flags, they have what to rely on. Again, it's not a mitzvah to have the flags in the synagogue, but it is definitely a mitzvah to shut your cell phones before you come to shul.